in the month of July, and from our prophetic focus, for the month of July will be, I am on my way to my high places. Can someone personalize it this morning? I am on my way to my high places. It is my prayer that via the teachings we will be going through this month, it will enable us to get to our high places in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to understand, for every journey to be a success, direction must be made available. Anyone that wakes up and is on a journey to somewhere he does not know, without the direction to get there, may never get there. So journeys don't begin the day you step out. It begins the day you get the direction to where you are going. Until direction is made clear, arrival is not assured. My prayer tonight is, even as God is taking us to our high place, the way to your high place will be revealed to you. In the name of Jesus. That is why, for example, to say, I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to my millions, is a vague utterance. How are you planning to get there? It's more important than you knowing you are going to be a millionaire. Praise Master Jesus. Sometimes you can get to where you don't know the name of that you have the direction to. Some of us have visited places you don't know the name, but you know how to get there. That is to say, knowing where you are going is not even as important as having the direction to where you are going. May every one of us be blessed with vision in this season. Today is our covenant day of rescue. I'd like us to understand that men are always passing through struggles. Some are struggling with their finances. Some are struggling in marriage. Some are struggling with career. But many a time, challenges are parts and parcel of life. But scripturally, we understand also that God has a plan of rescue. And until we understand that God is able to deliver, deliverance may not be available. Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 24 and 31 to 32. It will give you an understanding of my teaching for us this morning. I was there in the early hours of today, and the Lord was just speaking to me, and hence this scripture. Jesus was addressing the Pharisees there. They were having a contention and an argument. After he had stopped them from stoning a woman to death, now they began to have an argument. Jesus said something concerning himself. He said he is the light of the world, and whoever walks in his light cannot walk in darkness. And they told him, you are making a big claim. For any of your statements to be true, who is backing your statement? Who is your witness? Who is supporting the fact that you are the light of the world? And Jesus began to open their eyes that his Father is his witness. And they said, how can we believe when you are showing someone that can substantiate what you are saying? And then Jesus began to give them an understanding of things they need for a glorious life. He said, I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. Why? For if ye believe not what I am, he shall die in your sin. Now, when you read this scripture, Jesus makes it clear that believing in him will save you from your sin. Believing in him will save you from perdition, will save you from hellfire. But now that you are saved, now that you are born again, here comes another aspect. If it is for your life to be transformed, thanks be to God you believe in Jesus. Thanks be to God you are now a member of winners. Thanks be to God you have now repented from your sins. But if your life must radiate Christ, 31, sorry, and verse 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews, we believed on him. Now they have believed. Now they are born again. Some believed. One step. They are saved. But for their life to change, for them to get to their high place after salvation. Now that you have believed on me, if ye continue in my principles, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. Then can you represent me? Then can your life show that indeed you what? You've met in contact with me. What reveals that you have encountered God to your world? What transforms you, per se? What changes your story? It's not that you came to the altar and you accepted Christ. It is that rather you are walking in his principles. Verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, the principles, my principles. You will know the truth, and that truth shall make you free. This message today is for those of us that are born again. Maybe you are passing through marital crisis. Maybe you are born again, but you are struggling with your finances. Maybe you are saved, but you are struggling with your destiny. The solution is to get the principles that makes things work in the kingdom. I like you to understand that though life is majorly spiritual, but life is governed by principle. Life may be spiritual, but life in itself is governed by what? Principles. Teaching hospital, for example, is an institution. A lot of things happening, but there are principles to how they operate. I know trying to get there one certain time. For you to be treated, you must get a car. You must register. Then maybe it's to the clinic that is in charge of your case. Then maybe you would have made some payments. Then maybe you've run some tests. Then they begin to administer treatment. In the same way in the kingdom, when it comes to God changing your situation, changing your life, there are principles that must be kept. I've told us over and over, the blessing of Jesus will get you born again. But it is the principle of Jesus that will change your life. You believe to be saved. You do for a life to change. Let me take it again. You believe to be saved. The Bible says, through faith, ye were what? Ye were saved. But when it comes to your life being transformed, you will do. So James said, be not a forgetful hearer, but rather a doer of the word. If not, you will be deceiving yourself. So there are many Christians, though born again, but struggling because they will not do the principle that is required for what they want in the kingdom. My prayer tonight is someone's understanding will come alive. Now look at Isaiah chapter 42. Verse 18 to 25. A paradox there. Now, it is funny that towards the end of this scripture, you find out that God was talking about people in the church. He was speaking through Isaiah, but he was talking about people in the church. So permit me to say they were already born again. The Bible said, hear ye death. Why is he calling them deaf? Because they won't hearken to the principle. And look ye blind. That ye may see. Amen. So that is to say it's not physical blind. The eye is there. But they just chose not to what? Not to see. They choose not to hear. You know, you can be in church, they are preaching, and you cover your ear. You close it. It says, who is blind but my servant? Someone say, God forbid. Who is deaf but my messenger? You can imagine a deaf messenger. Now, he's out on evangelism. He's out to go on errands for God, but yet he can't hear God. Yet he can't do the instructions of God. So his life does not change. So people are asking him, this God you are serving, why is your life not changing? And then it's like this church when they go, because he has refused to do what he's supposed. You can imagine a student in Delsuit now, the teaching hospital. Now, when it is time, he gets to his final year. Maybe there are some, I know they write some courses, exam, and he will not show up. And by not showing up, he has already repeated that session. And then next year, he comes again, starts attending class, and he's always studying. When it is time for the exam again, he will show up. And then he said, people will now say, this school wicked, though. The way this boy they read. Many, the foundation of our issues are principles we keep breaking. Every time you mix acid and base together, it will give you salt and water. So a wise man once said, it is only a madman that keeps doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Your approach must change for your result to change. It says that I said, who is blind as he that is perfect. That perfect word now means righteous. He said, I'm blind as the Lord's servant. See many things, but thou observe what? So it's not that they are not receiving the instruction, but it's a matter of not obeying, not doing. Opening the ears, but not what? Not hearing. The Lord is well pleased for his righteous sake. God is happy you are holy. God is happy you are living a righteous life. He will magnify his law and make it honorable. But you must obey. But this is a people that have been robbed and spoiled. Things that were supposed to be theirs have been taken. Things that concern them, their marital destiny has been destroyed. Finances have been destroyed because they won't keep to what? To principles. Sir, you can live a righteous life. A holy life, for example, there's a principle to wealth. What must come in must be greater than what you are worth, what you are spending. And every time your money comes, you finish everything and you speak in tongues, you live a righteous life, you won't prosper. You won't prosper. You will never prosper, sir. You will never prosper. I was speaking to one of my apostles and I said, any money you are not adding to and you are taking from will finish. Give it time. $1 billion, it will finish. There are principles to life. There are principles to serving God. And until you begin to apply it, it says, they are spoiled, all of them. They are in traps, in captivity, in prison houses. They are praised. The enemy is haunting them. And none deliver it. Because principles are what? Are destroyed. For a spoil. And none says what? Restore. None says rescue. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken to this principle and hear for the time to come? You know one thing about principles? Eventually it must what? It must speak. Is it the principle of fasting and prayer? You started fasting. The first day nothing may be happening. Give it time. Give it time. Give it time. Eventually it was what? It must speak. That's something about principle. That's one thing about, sir, you need to follow the principles of Jesus. When they were talking to Jesus concerning your disciples don't fast. He said, don't worry. They don't need to fast now because the bridegroom is here. He said, but when he's being taken from there, nobody will tell them. He said, they will what? Peter was living a fasting life. Paul was living a fasting life. All the disciples were living a fasting life. Because there are principles that cannot be broken. with all the love Jesus had for them, when they brought that child with that demon, they couldn't cast him out. And they asked Jesus, what happened? Why couldn't we do this one? He said, that kind, go back not out, but by what? There is a principle. This is the reason many are speaking in tongues and the result are not there. God is not wicked. We don't serve a Father Christmas. We serve a principled God. God is faithful. He is too faithful. Someone said here. So, when you are ignorant to principles, it will cost you. When you are ignorant to the principles available for you, it will cost you. As a pastor, you need to fast and pray. You don't pray, you don't fast. You pray for it. As a pastor, you need to study the word. You don't study. You pay for it. And what is the price of not studying the word as a pastor? He says, study the word that thou may be able to divide it rightly. That thou might not be what? Ashamed. So you don't study, you will be ashamed. So it is a principle. You study, you get honor. You don't study, you face shame. Eventually. These are principles that cannot be broken. Another word for what I call principle this morning is, these are the word of God that cannot be what? Jeremiah 2, 14 to 17. We'll soon accelerate. Jeremiah 2, 14 to 17. Now, he said, is Israel a servant? You know what Israel means? Israel means what? Prince, firstborn. He said, is the prince a servant? No. Is he homeborn? Is it that the mother took him? You know, there are children, they say, you don't know him, Papa. The mama born him for house. That was not the cause. That was not the case of Israel. He knows his father. Is he a slave? No. Why then is he spoiled? Ignorance of principles that make in the kingdom can make a man that is not a slave to live like a slave, can make a king to live like a slave, can make a child of God that has a glorious destiny to live like one that does not have a colorful destiny. So the young lion roar upon him and yell, and they made his land waste. You know, Israel is a lion also. Because one of his son Judah, he said, was likened to a lion. The Bible says, a little lion is threatening him. So you see, when they deliver last principle, people that can't even talk to him, people that can't even threaten him, are the people he's running from. Because he does not know the principles that he needs to apply. He said, they made his land waste. His cities are burned down without him, without habitation. Also, the children of North Tampis have broken the crown of thy head. Verse 17. Hast thou not procured this unto thy? You brought it. What is the principle about marriage, you know? Is it in that thou hast forsaken the Lord ever when he led thee by the way? When you refuse to know, you will pay for it costly. When you refuse to apply principle, because some know now, but they refuse to apply, they pay for it what? Costly. They pay for it. The Bible said in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, my people are taken into captivity. They are destroyed. Not because the devil is strong, but because of what? Lack of what? Knowledge. What we make of a principle will determine what it makes of our life. How you use it will determine how it will work in your what? In your life. You go to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, I believe. Hebrews 4 and verse 2. It said, for unto us the gospel was preached, and unto them. But the principle that was preached unto us did not profit them, because it was not mixed with obedience in them. If profited us, but it didn't profit them. The difference there was one did not apply, the other did what? Applied. It was not in the principle, the problem was in the application. Psalm 19 and verse 7. Psalm 19 and verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Making great. It will make your destiny great if you will what? If you will apply it. His word, his principle. And I've told us before, when God said, thou shalt not, it's not because of evil, it's because of you. You know, 90% of the problems in marriage are, for my own little understanding, apart from finances, when you remove finances, is because many people, before they got married, they have dated a lot of people. A little research I conducted within myself. So, now he has dated the girl that is firefighter. He has dated the one that doesn't like money. He has dated the one that likes money. Now he married another sister. And he said, this sister, anytime he sees the wife, he's comparing him with firefighter, comparing her with the one that likes, comparing and contrasting. Say, no, I make mistake. The same thing with the sisters. Amen. Because every time you hear somebody making a complaint, I once counseled a couple. And we found out that was the issue. The man said it wasn't happy in the marriage, so gradually we broke down into the issue and we found out it was something concerning them being couple, and there was some kind of things he was asking for in the place that the wife was not comfortable with. Amen. Does the Lord give you understanding? She was not comfortable with some things, and then they've been married for some time, I think about 8 or 10 years, and so the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I asked the man, since you started this marriage, have you done that? The woman said, never. Since she married him, never has she done that to him. And then I asked the man, don't be angry, sir. Where did you learn this thing? Where did you learn it? And it was a clear revelation that he has gone outside. And he has gone to learn something, wants to implement now into his marriage. And he began to go, we all knew it was not a movie. Because the way he was explaining the thing, he has gone somewhere. So the principles of God, they are not for him, they are for your betterment. Someone's out here. Is someone getting light? Now, sir, it is the principles you know that makes you a principal in life. And the Bible itself is a compendium of what? Principles. It's a compendium of principles, which if you apply, it will make you a wonder to your world. If you will apply it, it will make you a wonder to your world. A wonder to you. You know, during COVID-19, there were some rules that were brought by the medical professionals on how we can keep ourselves away from COVID-19. They talked about separating people, isolation. Now, that principle is in Leviticus concerning leprosy. It's been there. It's been there. When someone gets leprosy, they keep him away for 7 days till they know what he has, so that he doesn't get infected. The washing of the hand is in Leviticus. And all those principles they were listing, sir, it has been in the Bible time and memorial. How come many Christians did not know? Because they don't read their Bible. If you read your Bible, you will know, this one did Bible now. I know this one. I know this one. This was the way Moses was running Israel for them. The Lord give you understanding. Now, sir, principle you apply is what makes you a wonder. What you see from scripture is what makes you a wonder to your world. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. 2 Timothy 3 16 to 17. Now, all scripture, someone say all. So in case you are here, I don't believe in the Old Testament. I believe in the New. There are some that don't believe in the whole New self. They only believe in only Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In case you are dividing your Bible, all scripture is given by inspiration of what? Of God. And is profitable for what? For doctrine. Now, another word for doctrine there is what? Is law. Is law. And if you are a science student now, you find out that before a law is passed through, it first of all becomes an observation. It moves from an observation. There is another one they call it. They run it. And after some time, I think they get a theorem. Then they get a law. So that's the same thing with the word of God. That's what the Bible said. The word of God has been tried over time. 7 times. It has not failed. They've tried it in the U.S. Tried it anywhere you take it. It has remained the same. That's why I call it a what? Is a principle. Verse 17 of that same scripture. It says that the man of God may be perfect. So what makes you perfect? Scriptures. The whole what? Scriptures. Thoroughly what? For someone say upgraded. Upgraded. Edited. Decorated. That word furnished. You know, when you rent a house, when Sake rents a house for you, 2-bedroom, you now enter, you now furnish it. Say, no, I need a dining here. Now, it is the word of God that furnishes your what? Your life. But many will not study. Many also that we study will not what? Will not obey. It's another one. The ones that are blind, those ones will not see. The ones that are deaf, those ones have seen it too, but they refuse to hear. But it's two dimensions. Praise Master Jesus. Unto what? All good works. Someone is getting wiser. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25. Jesus was speaking there. Matthew chapter 7. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth this my saying, this my principles of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a what? A wise man. A wise man that will build his house upon a rock. And when challenges will come, when they will beat upon that house, when trials, when he builds his marriage according to how Bible told him to build his marriage, when challenges will come, they will what? I'm listening to Pastor David Abiyi, our father, Bishop. Now, he was painting a picture and I got light. Now, how many people here own a business? You have a business, something you do, but don't wave your hand to Jesus. Now, if you have experienced, you have never experienced a challenge, a problem in that your business, raise your hand. There's no one. Now, how come when people get married, when there is little challenge, they say what? I don't do anything. But if it is their business, they will make sure it does what? It works. The issue is many are not committed to the what? Many, Abel, that want to get married now. Alice has Jethro at the bank. If this Abel is brave, I will divorce him and marry Jethro. It is the mentality many are coming into marriage with. So, have you seen someone that's waiting for fights before? Maybe somebody say today, you see the way person say, even if you greet him, when somebody say he wants to fight, if you even greet him good morning, it's enough reason to do what? To fight. So when you enter into a marriage with a mindset that you're about to go, even when they greet you, issue will come out. What are the issues that are happening in marriage now that have not happened before in Bible days? Nothing is new. But how come now divorces have gone up to 90% abroad of marriages? Going up. I read it. He said in the nearest future in the United States, if you see 5 people, out of the 5, 3 will be divorces. What a projection. Because we will not do it how God has asked us to what? To do it. It will only work when the principles are based on how God wants you to do it. Someone will be wise this morning. Now, this principle works everywhere. It will delight you to know that. It works in Ogara. Take it to Lagos. Eh? You know, that's what I love about chemistry. They'll say, take this to the North Pole. It's the same. It's the law. Amen. When they want to start. Amen. They say, just keep it as STP. Standard temperature. Pressure. Amen. The same thing with the principles of God. Apply it anywhere, sir. It remains what? The same. It doesn't change. So scripture says in Romans 10:12, it says, whether Greek or Gentile, there is no difference in Christ Jesus. There's no difference. The principle will work for everyone that is ready to what? To apply. Quickly tonight, some few principles before we just round up this morning. Some of the principles from scripture that will bless you this morning. Few principles from scripture. One is the principle of what? Diligence. 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 You see that in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29, among many other scriptures. It says, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before what? Kings. He shall not stand before men. So whether you are a born again Christian speaking in tongues and you refuse to take your work serious, you won't go far. You won't go far. This no devil, this no village people after you. You are after yourself. Ask your neighbor, are you diligent? Tell him prosperity is for the diligent. Amen. So, even an armed robber that is not diligent will be caught on his first operation. Some set of thieves came to steal in a Ogbachukwu while I was still in I was writing Wayek that season. And they went to that place to steal. And after stealing, one of them laid down in the man's veranda and slept. He was holding one sachet gin in his hand. They came to meet him there in the morning. He was sleeping. Soaked in alcohol. That's a lazy thief. They beat the hell out of him. If you are not diligent in life, you will bring shame. Amen. If you are not diligent, you may speak in tongues, even as a pastor. If you are not diligent, nothing for you. Life is for the diligent. Many are complaining. Life, these are the principles of Jesus. You apply it, sir, and it becomes a wonder. So the Bible said the children of this world are wiser than the children of what? Light. So you see unbelievers that are very diligent. And who is the man that will be lazy in that company, that will not do his work when he's given an assignment? He's a Christian. He's a Christian. But you see that unbeliever, very diligent. Believing in Jesus does not negate you from obeying the principles of what? Of Jesus. Someone said here. Number two, the principle of giving. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Luke 6, 38. Now this giving, it does not only concern money. It concerns everything in life. When I read this scripture, I love it so much. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, shall men what? That is to say, anything you give out will multiply to you. If you give out gossip, it will multiply to you. If you give out hatred, it will return to you. And some people say it's the law of karma. It's not karma. It's scripture. It's scripture. It's the principle of Jesus. That which you have done, you will receive in what? In a multiplied state. Someone say here. Third principle. Principle of spiritual service. Spiritual service. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 4. Verse 6 and verse 16. Covers fasting, soul winning, prayer. Name them. It says, that thy arm may be in secret. In secret. So, that giving you are giving to that poor man and you are videoing to put on Facebook, He said that your father that seeth in secret, him alone will reward you what? Next verse. When thou pray, enter into thy what? Thy prison. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy father which seeth in secret, and he that seeth in secret will reward thee what? So there is a reward for what? For prayer. And if you won't pray, you won't get that reward. It's a principle. Verse 16 also. Moreover, when ye fast. He didn't say if you fast. Though. How many of us are English students here? There's what we call conditional statement. Eh? Whether you or you. This one, eh? It's certain. When you what? Because you will definitely what? Unless you are not serious with your destiny. When you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. For they disfigure their face, that they may appear unto men to fast. He said, verily I say unto you, they have received their what? So there is a reward for what? For fasting. Even the medical people know that there is a reward for what? For fasting. For fasting. There was a time I went to one of my, I think it was my in-law for treatment in one of the hospitals. And they said she must fast before they take the test. I think it's, she will eat by, I think, either by 6, that's the last thing she will eat. And then we'll make sure she takes the test the next morning before she eats anything. We went the first day and she has eaten. And they said no. We went the second day, we got there late. I think we got there by 9 or 10. I told them they have not eaten, she has not eaten. They said no. She would have eaten. We said, she, they said no. Till we came the third day. Principle, sir. Principle. How come when it comes to the things of God, we are careless? You will fast. There is a benefit. Someone said here. Now, in your life, there will be things you need to fast for. If you refuse to fast for them, you will never have it. The grace upon God's servant that as he speaks, people are testifying. He came in the altar of fasting. 3 days, dry. He said, Lord, whatsoever makes Ezekiel, I want it. And during the course of that fasting, the first day, he said, really beat him. Soak the Bible. He said, no, I'm not going. When you are doing spiritual service, many things will discourage you. Apply the principle. Second day, hot sun. Beat him, dry the Bible, dry his body. You can imagine the kind of sun. Third day, a snake fell from the tree he was under that he went to hide from the sun from and fell in front of him, in front of the Bible. And he said, yes, this is the Garden of Eden. Satan has come. And he killed the snake. And then after the third day, he was weak and wanted to come down. And he couldn't come down. He was dragging his bum bum. When he got to the foot of the mountain, the voice spoke to him. He said, David, I have touched your tongue with the coal of fire. As you say it, you see it. You will pay the price to carry the glory. You will pay. You know, I will not be, and I'll be envying. Maybe the Dave Jenkins will be. No, but I'll be envying him. Ah! I wish I'm the one that is this doctor. Do you know the price? Can you pay? Don't envy what you can't pay the price. If you desire it, pay the price. There is a price to pay. When you understand this about life, sir, life becomes easy. So for those that are telling you sorry, tell them not to tell you sorry. You are only going through process. Someone say here. That takes us to the next principle. The principle of process. Someone say process. Nobody was born overnight. Have you seen a lady that? No, some of us, we want it so quick. So you meet the fruit of the womb. And because, God's servant is the most anointed in this commission. And he said, receive your baby. And immediately you go home, you enter labor. And you deliver a bouncing baby boy. That child comes from the devil. You go pregnant today and you deliver today. People will come from US to see that child. There is principle. It's 9 months. Even if it is premature, I think it must get to 7 months to survive. Process. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. Everything you are doing will have a process. You can't jump class. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, there is time. Mind you, seed time and harvest. You can't jump seed time and go to heaven's time. Oh, There is seed time. There is when you are cold and heat. Before you enjoy warmness, you will enjoy cold. Rain and dry season. It's a process. Day and night. You will not cease. Are you weeping today? Rejoice because you will soon celebrate. It's a process. He thought thy beginning might be small. Thy end must greatly what? Don't look at that shop that is looking so small. You are just starting. Forget that woman that has double shop. By the time you are at her age, you will be doing better than her. It's process. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. In case you are saying, but I'm a child of God now, I don't need to pass through process. Okay? Look at the scripture. It says, but the God of all grace, who has called you, say he's the one that called you to serve him, unto his eternal glory, through who? Christ Jesus. So I believe all of us were born again through Jesus. He said, after that year had what? Why do you jump down? What did he say? So it's not anti-scriptural. There is a time you will come to church, there is nothing to eat. It's part of it. It's process. God Psalms of Edward said, you will only know the benefit of light when you have been in darkness before. You will only know the joy of a car when you have trekked before. It's process. It's process. It says, he makes you perfect. That's to make you righteous. So you see, after the suffering, he's not even jumping. He will first of all become one. He will perfect you. In that period, he's making you holy. That's why many remain in the wilderness. Because God is hoping for them to change, become righteous, so that the blessing can come, and they remain dwelling in the sea. And a journey of 40 days become what? 40 years. And then he will establish you. You are furnished with the word of God. And then he will what? He will strengthen you. And then after that, what will happen? He will settle you. Amen. So but the Christian wanted to be settlement first. No. It's process. Someone say process. The next law is that of seeking. For you to find anything in life, you must what? Is there any man here that you were not preparing to get married? A woman just appeared, bah, I'm your wife, and she married you. Huh? Please, let me know. I would like you to lay hands on me. Or you are here, you are not looking for money. You're not looking for anything. This is just like, bah! You didn't do anything. You didn't look for it. Just came. Bah! Some want it that way. There is a law of seeking. You must seek something to do what? To find it. Matthew 7:7. You must seek. Ask and it shall be given. Seek, and you will what? Tell your neighbor, seek. You want a wife? Seek. So the Bible says, he that findeth a what? How was he able to find? He was what? If you don't seek, you will marry rubbish. If you don't seek a wife, you will marry what? Even if you go to the market, you want to buy fish. You say, no, be that one. Bring this other one, this one, this one. Hey, this one. Said, you will sell. You will look for. You don't just pick anything. If not, you pick rubbish. Everything you pick. Someone get in life. You must seek. You to be great in your work field. You will seek it. I want to be a professor by so age. I want to be a consultant by this time. I want to have my hospital. You seek it, sir. There is a deliberate intention. You never learn in a future you never prepared for, sir. In case you are waiting, they just surprise you. Congratulations, you are now a consultant. We just saw your work and we say, let's make you a consultant. It's a dream. You see it in a dream. You see, even armed robbers. I don't know why I'm using armed robbers. Even armed robbers, before they go and rob, they will go and check the house. They will look for information. They will now go. They don't just go to every house. Papa, how much you get? Bring you. There is a seeking. Tell your neighbor, seek. And finally, tonight, the Lord what? Rescue. Deliverance. Someone say deliverance. John chapter 8. In case you are passing through any difficulty. 32 and verse 36. John 8, 32 and 36. And ye shall know that. You will know that. So deliverance begins with you knowing. Deliverance begins with what? With knowledge. With knowing. You can be delivered from poverty through what? Through knowing. That's how Jesus made it. He said, go and say to the poor, the gospel is what? What brings you out of poverty? It's not a hand that is laid on you. It's a knowledge that comes. It's a light that comes. It's a light that comes. So, the difference between Dr. Lawrence today and the person that, and the Lawrence that was born, is that now he has learned some things. And those things he learned in medical school is what he's hanging with. If no light comes, your financial status will not change. Is someone getting light? So, you will know the truth and it will what? Make you free. If the Son of Man shall make you free, if the principle of Jesus is what made you free, you are free. Let me paraphrase now. In case Igbe Amadioha gives you, frees you from poverty, you may not be free indeed though. If there is a possibility that if you be long enough, you will return. Have you seen a prisoner that escaped from prison before? What happens if people, if the authority know he was an escapee? They will bundle him what? Back. They will bundle him back. But what happens to a prisoner that the governor of the state says, I give you amnesty, go? No demon can take him back. So when Jesus brings you out of a situation, no devil takes you back. But when you bring yourself out through corner means, you promote yourself. My father in the Lord said, if you jump up, you will what? You will come down. If you jump up, you come down. But if you go up, you stay up. You stay up. You stay up. Because God has what? Is the one that has done it. That's why it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added. Someone's out here. So quickly tonight, how can these principles guide me? Number one, it will show you the right way to go. When you get the principle, it will show you this is what to do. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a light unto my what? Is a lamp unto my feet. You can read Matthew 11, 28 to 29. Number two, how does it guide you, these principles? It will show you what not to do, what to stop doing. So principles will show you what to do and what not to work. You can imagine now, if I tell my apostle now, I say, apostle, maybe I come and say, if you come this way, $1 million. If you pass this way, nothing. And you are looking, and you pass this way, what does it mean? It means you don't need it. So principles show you, this way is for this, this way is for this. Then it's left for you to do what? To choose. Someone will make the right choice. Proverbs chapter 4, 11 to 13. Proverbs 4. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be stranded. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold to what? Instruction. To principle. Let her not go. Hold the instruction. Keep her. For she is your what? She is your life. Hold instruction. Hold it. Someone say here. Only an unserious, anyway, we have to show. Only an unserious medical doctor will lose his license. That license. I don't know how I misplaced my life. I've been looking for my medical license. I don't know where I keep having. Not that they stole it, though. Not that fire burned it. You just don't know where you kept it. It's a sign. You shouldn't have even graduated. Because when you know what you paid, the price you paid to get it, you hold it well. So when you pay price and get principles, sir, you hold on to it. You hold on to it. You hold on to it. Someone's eyes are opening. People may say all manner discouraging concerning principle. Do you know the person that will critique a medical doctor more? Someone that knows nothing about medicine. Do you know the person that will critique a pastor more? Someone that is not a pastor. Because you don't know what happens there. Do you know who will critique you the more? Someone that knows nothing about what you are doing. Because when you know what people are doing, before you speak, you speak with understanding. That's why people that lack instruction, they are the ones that talk anyhow. Rubbish. Because of the doctor, because of the nurse, because of the army. Go and join them. Pay the price. When you pay the price, you get the result. What thing did they say? Maybe that two small bucket. That's how it is. They say, an eye is useless. Ask a blind man. I don't know what they use eyes do. As I can, so I don't die. I love you, be like. Get instruction. Get instruction. I love you, be understanding. What qualifies me for principles? What will make the principle work? Number one, be born again. Many unbelievers apply principle. Sometimes it works for them. But for the sake of your guarantee, be born again. Hope you know somebody can take a medical doctor's textbooks and use it to be practicing medicine. It happened in Kenya. The man was caught recently. Third medical doctor that was treating people, sir. And some people say he treated them well. He bought textbooks. When you call him, he will Google your face and the medicine to this guy. And he was practicing with a fake certificate. But the day came, he was what? He was caught. Don't believe God's instructions. When you are born again, the day will come and we cut to born again. Amen. John 1 and verse 2, 12. John 1 and verse 12. It says, verse 12, John 1, 12. And as was many that received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Someone will be led by principles of today. Number two, be meek, be meek, be meek, be meek. Someone say be meek. One thing about a meek man is he is willing to learn. Always willing to do what? To learn. One of my pastors said, meekness is your learnability. Are you willing to what? To learn. Or are you too big to be taught? If you are willing to learn, then principles will work for you. But when you are too big, principles will never work for you. Proverbs 25, verse 9 and 12. The meek shall he die. The meek shall he die. Samson, chapter 25, verse 9 and 12. The meek shall he die. The meek. Psalms chapter 25, verse 9 and 12, studio. The meek will he guide, and the meek will he teach his way. The meek. You must be meek to assess the principles of God. It was a principle that God found and saw, and he shouted, yeah, I can never be born. It was a principle. It was a principle. My prayer is that every of the principles that have come our way tonight will work wonders in your life. Every time God wants to deliver a man, he will send a principle his way. When God wants to change your story, sir, he will give you a principle. As Brother Joseph, he took a principle for his life to change. the book of Psalms chapter 105, 17 to 20. It doesn't matter how bad the situation is. It doesn't matter how bad the marriage is. When the word comes, change will come. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold for a servant. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was in bonds. He was laid in an iron. Until his word came. When the principle of the Lord came unto him, verse 20, the king sent for him. When your principle comes, you will be called to the palace. When your principle comes, you will be called to the palace. Principles are what makes men in this kingdom. Else you will keep explaining, I am a child of God, I'm a winner, I don't know what is happening. That's the explanation of a Christian without principle. What do you know that you can apply for your financial breakthrough? What do you know you can apply for your hedge-pitch remarriage? What do you know you can apply for your change of story? That is what differentiates two Christians. Principles is what will make your story to change. Rise on your feet. Lift up your voice this morning and say, my Father, the principle for my turnaround, the principle for my change of story, let it be made available unto me. Lift up your voice, make that a prayer this morning. There is a principle, a word he will reveal to you that will change your story. Lord, let it be revealed to me. Open my eyes to scriptures. Open my eyes to your word. Your word that will guide me to my turnaround. Let it be made available unto me. Let it be made available unto me. Let it be made available unto me. Let it be available unto me. Let it be available unto me. Let it be made available unto me. Your word that will change my story. Your principle. Lord, open my eyes to find great scriptures. David says, I rejoice at thy principle as one that has found gold, as one that has found precious things. I rejoice when I found principle. Lord, reveal to me the principle for my change of story. Pray from the depth of your heart now. Reveal it to me, O Lord. Let them be revealed to me. The principle for my change of story. Let it be revealed to me. Open my eyes to scriptures. Open my eyes to your Lord. Remember the three times I come. Sometimes I will pass it. It's in a shop. I will sit down and relax a little. I will get to a movie shop. Many of us don't know that I did that. Only him will know. And I will walk down again. They take me anywhere again, it is the same. As I'm going this land, I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Wherever my members are, let them locate the church. I'm moving and I'm taking. These are pretty. You just let them, sir. You begin to fly. Before I knew it, I was struggling. Now, anywhere you take me, that's the best thing to do because I've known it. When you know a principle, you know it, sir. So, it's not about pretend. You know it, you know it. This is how it works. Someone will pray tonight. Say, my father, my own light, let it be made available to me tonight. Lift up your voice and pray. 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 My own light. My own light. My own light. Discovered something when he was reading a thesis. You can find it. It's on the net. Misbehaving behaviors. Now, it was a thesis written by a man. Why people make mistakes. Why people make financial mistakes. And in one of the points there was one of the law that people will always try to get the best of their money worth. Anytime they're able to say, this thing I buy is cheaper than where they're selling it. Or it makes sense, but they will tend to buy more. And he implemented it into his business. And today, many online shopping malls have copied that. I don't want to reduce something to it. You now see them saying, if you buy more than two or more than three, they will remove shipping fee for you. They will remove social amount for you. It's a law in economics that has been there. He put it, Alibaba, Amazon saw it and copied it also. Principles are what rules this life. The unbelievers know this, and the Christian is there speaking in tongues. There are how things happen. The Bible says everybody wants the favor of the king. It said, but everyone loves he that gives gifts. You want who is the big man in this area now? Okay, this Ibori. You want the favor of Ibori. You want Ibori to mention it to somebody to give you what? Everybody wants Ibori to favor him. He said, but who is the person that will always get, that always gets favor? The man that gives gifts. You want Ibori to favor you. And now you are going to Ibori's house and you are pleading your hand. And you greet, good morning, sir. And you sit down. And then there is someone that came with understanding and he bought a wine. He bought a book. And he came and said, God bless you, sir. Who will get a favor? These are principles. It's in your Bible. You are going to look for a contract and you go empty-handed and drop quotation. Bah! Say, my pastor don't put anointing oil for my head. Whose pastor did not put anointing? That one's Kabbalah will put up. He said, there are principles to life. There are principles to life. There are principles to life. Yes, sir. There are principles to life. You don't go empty-handed before a king. Everyone loves the favor of the king, but everyone loves he that gives gifts. It's a proverb. I saw it and I have understanding. You are serving under a boss in your department in the teaching hospital. Christmas to Christmas, you have never said, this is a chicken for Christmas. This is a recharge card for Christmas. Never! say they know the power pass me. Nonsense. And you say, why are they not? When your issue comes, only my issue, they take serious from here. Other people will call it, they don't go worry. But my own, there, my issue, anything what I do, they will carry up for it. Yes, because you lack what? Understanding. Their principles. There are many of them, time will not permit us. Apply it to your life and you just begin to rise. You begin to rise. You begin to rise. You begin to rise on your own. Apply it to life and you just keep rising. Maybe you are in that your office. Huh? You are not even carrying anything. On Monday, go and greet your boss. Good morning, sir. By the virtue of you being on that individual, good morning, sir. Ah, sir, you are looking good. That alone, when they say, we need to send somebody to the branch UK, your face will come. Your face will come. But you are there anytime you see your boss. When they go call your name, you say, that's why I'm not getting it. Never. I will march and see you. Get light. Someone is delivered this morning. Someone is coming out this morning. In the name of Jesus. With a clap of the praise, we comfort in this evening. Good news, good news, good news, good news again.